Oh, hi there, Daniel.
Lovely to talk to you. Coming to Castlemaine on Wednesday night. Must be exciting to get back into the swing of things.
Well, that one came out of the blue. You know, it's part of the Sounds Better Together campaign that they're doing. It was shows all over Victoria, getting people to get out and about and enjoy some music. And we got the Theatre Royal thrown at us, so really happy about that. I love that place.
Was it hard to make the decision to say, yes, I'm coming to Castlemaine?
Nah, I love to work, and we're playing all over the place. We're playing Ballarat and Mornington and now Castlemaine and Melbourne as well, so we're getting around, you know.
Yeah, and it's good to have live music back, as you just mentioned there, and we were talking about this off-air, about having live music back, because the arts industry and the music industry was one of the first to sort of say, well, you're not doing it anymore when COVID hit, and you're one of the last to come back. It must have been tough over the last, well, say, 12 months.
Well, yeah, up until this week, the last gig I did was March 15th down at Aries Inlet Festival.
Wow.
And then the following week, everything was blown away, and that was that. And, you know, I went to rehearsal the other day and saw my blokes again. It was really good. And I'm thinking, well, I hope my voice can handle it, you know. I was belting it out and going, oh, this is great. You know, it was like the throat's okay, and probably enjoyed the rest. But everything's functioning quite well.
Well, as long as the voice is okay, that's the main thing, because without that, I reckon you're in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah, instrumentals all night.
So what have you actually done, I guess, over the past year, Ross? Have you sort of just been writing music? Have you been, what have you been up to?
I did write some songs, and part of it was like a bit remotely, like some people that I know like send me a piece of music and say, do you think you can do anything with this? And I could. And I, you know, turned them into songs, and I got on my computer and chopped them up and all that stuff you can do now, you know, digitally.
Yep.
So I got a few out of the way, but I also dragged out a big crate of cassettes. Remember cassettes?
I remember them once.
Cassette tapes? Yeah. Well, I had a big storage of those, of like demos I'd done over the years, songs I'd written, songs that had never got recorded. And so I went through them and stuck them in my computer as well, and found a good handful of songs that I'd completely forgotten about that are actually really, really good. So I'm going to be working on those as well.
Fantastic. So on Wednesday night, Ross, what can fans expect? Because they're obviously chomping at the bit as well to see some live music. What can they expect to hear from you? And not only you, for those who might not know, maybe you can tell us a little bit about Fergus James.
Well, I don't know much about Fergus, but
okay.
I looked him up and he sounds pretty good, the stuff I heard online.
Yep.
And he's going to be working with us, but the whole night's going to be recorded and filmed as well.
Wow.
So it'll pop up somewhere for people to see if they aren't able to make it to Castlemaine. And the Sounds Better Together series of concerts, that's what they're doing with all of those. You know, some of them have got Jimmy Barnes, some of them have got James Rain and Missy Higgins and all the rest of them. So they're filming the whole lot. So it's going to be great. So we'll be on our best behaviour, and I'll even, like, you know, wear a clean shirt and brush my teeth.
You're not going to tell any dad jokes or anything like that?
Oh, no. But I'll be playing, you know, a bit of Daddy Cool, bit of Mondo Rock, but
yep,
also some solo stuff as well, and a couple of new tunes that we practiced the other day that people won't have heard before.
Fantastic. Always good to hear live and new music as well, as you mentioned there about the cassettes. Now, I can just picture the younger generation who are listening in the car this afternoon, Ross, going, Mum or Dad or Nan or Pa, what's a cassette? Well, if kids,
yeah,
if you're not sure, just, you know, look it up on Google or something like that, because that's what the cool kids do at the moment, don't they?
Just like vinyl's made a bit of a comeback with,
yeah,
indie bands putting out vinyl singles and albums, and cassettes are making a comeback too, particularly in America. Like, you can have a cassettes made of your new stuff as well, so
yep,
look out for that. Dig out your old cassette player, you know.
Yeah, well, we'll have to find mine. I know it's in the shed somewhere, but I will have to find mine if they're making a comeback, for sure. Is this the only concert that you're going to be doing, Ross, or have you got plans over the next, say, 3 or 4 months, or are you just taking it sort of a day-by-day proposition?
For January and February, most of the gigs are in Victoria because,
yep,
of border constrictions.
Yep.
Travel arrangements that have gone a bit skew with, but that's all right with me. I love my home state.
Yep.
I am doing one show with a multi-artist show in Brisbane in the late February. It's called Rock the House.
Okay.
It's the Tupac Art Centre. That's with John Paul Young and a few other people, so that's a lot of fun. We did it at the Opera House. That's where it got its name from, Rock the House. So we're doing it again in Brisbane.
Yep. Fantastic. All right, Ross, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. It's happening on Wednesday, the 27th of January, so a couple of sleeps away at the Theatre Royal in Castlemaine. Tickets through Sound Ticketek, or is there a different website that you know of?
You Google it, you'll find it for sure.
Yep, absolutely. Jump on Google. As I said, that's what the cool kids do. Hey, Ross Wilson, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. Thank you so much for not only joining us this afternoon, but everything you've done in the music industry. And, yeah, look forward to Wednesday night.
Thank you very much.